Fresh lights.
This is CITR 101.9 broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory at UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia. You're listening to Fresh Slice with me, Chrissy P.
And me, Barbecue.
This is the spookiest episode of the year.
Halloween.
I was just thinking about how I really wish that we could have Halloween be similar to Thanksgiving, and that would always be on the Friday at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's true.
But there is something quite special about the 31st.
It's like especially spooky that I do have a midterm on Halloween. So that is spooky.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. But it's going to be a fun, fun weekend. I love Halloween. I love costumes.
People just put a lot of time and effort into the day and their outfits. And it's really fun to see. It's fun to
brainstorm. I love watching everyone get so excited, too. And, weeks leading up. Literally, the month leading up to Halloween, everyone's like, do you have your Halloween costume planned? And it's fantastic. I love it.
It is fantastic. So later on in the show, do stay tuned. First, we're going to play a lot of spooky stuff, and then we're going to talk to organizers from the Safe Amplification Society of Vancouver, who threw a show last night. It'll be really awesome to talk to them and hear about the projects and what the future holds for Safe Amp, a really cool organization that Quinn
really
and I
cool.
were just complaining about not knowing about when we were young.
Yeah, so cool that kids have a chance to listen to some live music in Vancouver, because it feels like you are left out a lot in Vancouver if you're under 19, I think.
I think so, too. So we're going to play spooky stuff. This is Ark of the Zombies by Geneva Jacuzzi.
Of everything.
Dream.
This is Fresh Slice. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
So we just played a whole swatch of spooky songs. At the beginning, you heard Geneva Jacuzzi with the song Ark of the Zombies. And then we played a little bit of Maneater with the song Hell.
Heck.
Oh, whoops.
No, I think
it's... I don't think that's... Okay.
yeah, they're a local group that Quinn and I discovered we love. They're so... They really do fit in with this pop... This poppy, spooky...
Yeah.
...stuff. A lot of supergroup, like members of Dom, members of... I saw Freak Dream at Shindig this week, who were great, and they was a member.
I love the, like, Vancouver super group scene there is right now. Everyone is, like, swapping band members, and it's really fun.
Trading members like baseball teams.
Yeah.
Much like teams. Speaking of teams, we are going to play the new Swim Team, which came out last night. Their album, Out of the Flood, is, I would say, a divergence from their last sounds. It's a lot more... calm. It's calmer. But I'm going to play an upbeat one because I like the
to dance.
I like to dance. The song we're going to play is Red. Before we do that, I have to play the new Leonard Cohen. I can't not. This guy's 82 years old. He's putting out an album.
Yeah, he's still spinning out those tunes. Unbelievable, really.
It is unbelievable. I have just such a pure admiration for, like, lifelong artists that won't stop. They won't stop. Because they have ideas.
Yeah.
Their entire life. It's, like, not just a passing fling. It's not a whim.
Leonard Cohen is just he's a wordsmith, and he can't help it.
Yeah. So... I'm going to play the title track of that album, You Want It Darker. His voice has gotten so dark and deep. Okay, here you go.
Thank you. The healer means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker. We kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Suffering and a paradox to blame, but it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker?
Reporting live at the Westbury Community Centre. There's been sightings of unidentified creatures. Oh, there's a person over there. Let's go see if she's okay.
Please help. There was blood and gremlins eating guts everywhere.
Come to the Westbury Community Centre Haunted House from 4 to 7 on October 31st.
Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Sabers, Tribbett. Zabar, Kresge, Kaldor, Walmart.
It's not working.
This is Fresh Slice. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We are live in the studio with a few new guests.
Woo! I'm so excited to be talking to you two today.
So we invited Heidi and Kaden from Safe Amp. They're two directors on the board. Could you go ahead and just give the listeners an idea of what Safe Amp is and what you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. So Safe Amp is all about creating accessible, safe spaces for music and art in Vancouver. So we're all about creating an accessible space for like ages, so any all ages, financially accessible, and definitely trying to like help contribute to that arts community in Vancouver. And so, yeah, we've been inactive for a little while, and we just had a big event to kind of revive us back again. And so we're back in action. It's pretty fun.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. No, it's so exciting. Me and Christine both moved to Vancouver when we were still, like, I was 17 and she was 18. And we were just talking about how much we wish we knew that Safe Amp was around, because we were just so, like...
We had no idea. Yeah. I told them, like, they're the only real options for us on UBC's campus for, like, frat parties.
Yeah, there is, like, nothing...
Live music?
...to go to. We, like, there's no live music that we could see, which was always a big bummer.
Yeah. We paid... I remember we paid, like, $20 to see Toro y Moi.
Yeah.
But that was really expensive and not easy. It's definitely not easy to find local stuff if you're underage in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have, like, a quote... because I'm reading this awesome book called Love Rock, K Records, and the Rise of Independent Music right now. They talk a lot about Calvin Johnson, who is the founder of K Records and the member of the band Beat Happening, who is pretty dedicated to play all ages shows. So I have a little passage, so I was really excited about it. He says, I felt that it was important that shows be accessible. And people were like, that's weird. One of the arguments was, well, no one under that age would go anyways. What difference does it make? But I knew that it's like what it's like to be the one person who wants to go to a show and you can't go. So even if there's one person who wants to go, I want that person to be able to go. I admitted there probably wasn't anyone who would want to go, but what if there was? And then when the Tropicana opened, that's like a venue in Olympia, all of a sudden, out of the woodwork, there were these 80 kids that we'd never seen before. They were just waiting for this. So why is it important that we have all ages shows, in your guys' opinions?
I mean, I think that quote does a really good job of illustrating it. Like, people are interested in it, and just because, like, you know, you don't see, like, a bunch of high schoolers at, I don't know, like, certain venues that don't allow, like, kids in, doesn't mean that they wouldn't go. And I think the kind of movements that they have, like 333, are, like, clear signs that they're interested. And it's stupid to have to, like, wiggle around laws to make it happen.
And like you were saying last time that we chatted, kind of with this whole live performance thing, it definitely inspires younger kids, too. So I know when I see live performances, it really, you know, it gets me jazzed, and I want to go out and, you know, help people that want to, you know, put on their own shows and stuff like that. So I think having all ages shows and being able to start that inspiration from an early age and from, like, you know, no boundaries, no barriers or anything, is really, really important for up-and-coming musicians in Vancouver, too.
Definitely. And also, I think music as its own platform, like, it should be accessible. Like, everyone should be invited and, you know, just in its nature. And so, yeah, I mean, I think not having all ages and restricting certain people from being able to listen to it is just not consistent.
No, yeah, it limits the freedom of expression. And the whole piece, like, writing this article has gotten me thinking a lot about how when you give someone a platform, it allows them to perform, but many people won't create if they know they don't have a platform for their work as well. So it's this cyclical thing where it's like, mm-hmm. people need a platform in order to create. People can't create if they don't have a platform.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like, obviously there's no high schoolers going to shows when they can't. So, like, yeah, give them a place to see music and they'll go. Because, like, teens love music.
They love it. Like, my whole high school career, I feel like, was, like, getting through school so I could go home and listen to music. People, I would listen to music in school, in high school. Not good music, but who cares? Yeah. So what was the event that you guys had last night?
So we had a Halloween cover show. We had about four bands play. It was super fun. We did a little haunted house, a mini haunted house.
What?
Awesome. It was pretty fun, yeah. So we went a little crazy with the Halloween decorations. Everyone had a ton of fun. The Russian Hall was an amazing venue, so everything just kind of like... Everyone was just excited to get everything started up again. It was a really high energy, even through setup, throughout the show, even with cleanup. Like, it was kind of crazy. So everyone was just really jazzed about it. So we had a couple of bands play covers for the Ramones, Daft Punk. Who else do we have? Mac DeMarco and
no, like, that would be like, oh, I know every lyric. Like, oh,
it was pretty funny. It was pretty, yeah. They started off the show too, so like everyone was like, yeah. And then the Gens kind of just covered a range of groups. But, yeah, and then we had a bunch of people sign up for volunteer opportunities, which was cool.
Awesome.
A bunch of people come out and say, you know, we're excited you're back and you're trying to get this started up again. Maybe, you know, more long-term goals for a venue. But, yeah, the event overall was really fun. Everyone was just really happy. No major drama. It was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Were the band members dressed up? To look like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
We had.
The Ramones were really,
wigs,
really great.
Sunglasses, like.
Yeah.
It was rad.
Leather jackets, all of them. It was great.
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the performance.
Sure. Yeah. I loved the whole, like, Halloween, like, custom of cover shows in Vancouver. It's.
Yeah, and it only seems to be in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like, in Toronto, there was never anything like it. And when we started up, you know, trying to come up with an event for Safe Amp, everyone was like, oh, cover show, Halloween. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd never been to a, like, mass cover show before I moved to Vancouver.
It's so fun. It's so, well, it just shows how strong the Vancouver's music community is.
Yeah.
Is that it's like, this is our holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys. So I'm going to play a song by Jock Tears, who are playing at Shindig this week, and we'll be back really soon with more talk from the Safe Amp directors. This is Rude Dude off of their latest Sassy Attitude.
1, 2, 3, 4... Rude, rude dude, you got a sassy attitude. Rude, rude dude, you got a sassy attitude. Rude, rude dude, you got a sassy attitude.
listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
This is Fresh Slice. We are blessed with guests today from the Safe Amplification Society of Vancouver. Kat and Heidi are with us in the studio. Hey.
Hello.
We were just talking about the event that Safe Amp put on last night called For All the Boils and Ghouls. It's kind of a tongue twister. My brain wanted me to switch to the normal one right midway through. Yeah, where Wind Up Birds, Phono Pony, Frogpile, and the Gins played covers. What was the highlight? Like, what was your favorite cover band, do you think?
Ooh. A hard one. I don't know. I worked door for a lot of the first part of the event, but I did hear when the Ramones started playing, I was like, okay, someone has to take over for me. Like, we all have to go in there. That was pretty fun. That was just like all of the volunteers dancing, everyone getting really into it. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I think Frogpile was definitely like very, like, yeah. It was,
they killed it.
They really stood out. They did a really, really good job. And I think like the Ramones is just so like guttural. Like everyone loves them.
Everyone loves the Ramones.
Yeah, for sure.
No, and like special, just like bands obviously pull from these artists a lot and when they're making their own music. So mm-hmm. like letting them just like go full on with their influences is a fun thing to see.
Yeah.
Were people dressed up in the crowd?
Yes.
We had a couple of costumes.
There was one guy dressed as Gumby.
Yeah.
That it was so funny. And he gets
Gumby?
You know the green cartoon guy?
Who's like he looks like a celery stalk?
Yeah.
And he just like he's like really rubbery.
Yeah.
What? It was so funny.
And he would be like jumping and stuff in this like weird, like rigid costume. It was really good.
Were you guys dressed up?
Kat went as a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was not dressed up, but I probably should have. I am a little bummed about that.
Well, you have tonight.
I have a whole weekend yeah. for a costume. Yeah. We'll figure something out.
I'm bummed that I was like lazy this year and I only planned one costume and now I have to wear it for like multiple days.
Yeah. That's what I was just saying to Quinn is that I wish that Halloween was like Thanksgiving in that everyone agreed that it was always on a Friday.
Or like a Saturday.
Agreed, like, oh, you only have to dress up this one time. So then we could all get excited about it together.
Yeah, because I get very excited the first night. Like, but for example, this weekend there's like step every night. And I don't want to wear the same costume for like 4 days. Because then where do I start and the costume? And
who am I?
What are you guys going to be?
So I went through so many ideas. I wanted to be Kurt Cobain. I wanted to be Avril Lavigne. I know, all great. And still
great ideas.
Giving myself a pat on the back.
But at the end of the day, I was like, no, I have all these pom-poms in my house, and I want to wear a shirt with the pom-poms on them. And I asked my sister, I was like, what can it be that's that? And she was like, oh, you should be a germ. So I'm going to be a germ. It's an abstract concept. I hope people get it.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it almost kind of looks like a clown outfit, which I'm...
Depends how you, like, do your makeup.
But then you can start the conversation and be like, I'm a germ. I'm not a clown.
I may look frightening, and that's because I am.
My costume is really dark, and I feel like people are going to, like, pass judgment on me for wearing this costume. But me and a couple of my friends are going as the Heaven's Gate mass suicide, which is, like, this cult.
They have distinctive outfits.
From the 90s, and they, like, they died in, like, these bunk beds wearing, like, Nike shoes and, like, purple fabric over their head. So, like, very dark. I don't know if... I think it's probably in very bad taste, and I'm kind of regretting it already, but I don't have another idea.
No, it's, like, so shocking, and I think it'll be good. We're going to... We were just talking... I think everyone here is going to the cover show at Redgate tonight. There are a bunch of really fun cover bands playing. The best band name, I think, is the Bugazi band, which is a Bugazi cover band with members of Joe Pass.
It's like a marathon of music tonight at Redgate.
Yeah, let's see, like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh my God.
12 bands.
Oh my God. Twelve bands that are made out of, like,
15.
That are made out of each, like, four bands.
Yeah.
We were talking about supergroups earlier. This is, like, the night of supergroups.
Supergroup night. Other good names, Hell Maps, a cover of Swell Maps. That's a really good name. And what else? I really like...
I like Brunetti. I don't... Just, like, a cover of Blondie. It's not, like, particularly spooky, but it's funny.
It's funny. The other funny one is the anti-vaxxers who are covering The Cure. Lol. So many opportunities for puns. How can people that are interested in getting involved with Safe Amp do some work or start?
Oh, we have a spot for anyone. Anyone who wants to come help out. We are so, so grateful. Basically, if you go to our website, there's kind of like a little tab called Volunteer. It'll get in touch with the different volunteer coordinators on our board of directors. And for any upcoming events, there'll be, you know, different ways that we'll send out emails, basically. It'll be like, hey, come work door, come help out. And it's always really fun. We had a bunch of new volunteers last night that... you know, it was good to get to know everyone. It's a really good way to get a step in the door into the community. So, we had a lot of fun. Volunteering is fun, guys.
Yeah. Volunteering is a super easy way to, like, really ease yourself into, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of volunteers come out last night?
We had a lot of volunteers and friends. So volunteers that were roped in by friends and different things like that. But all in all, we had about like 15 or 20 people helping out. Some were, you know, playing, some were decorating, you know, but all in all, we had a huge group of people, which was very, very helpful. And really, really great just to kind of get that starting and going again. So it made my heart happy.
It's so awesome, like, that you guys had such an incredible turnout on your, like, re-inaugural show.
Yeah.
It makes me really excited.
Wild success. Wild. What can people expect from Safe Amp going forward? What do you guys plan to do or host?
Yeah, we had such a good response from last night. We kind of wanted to see how that went, first of all, see if people were excited that we were back. And they are, so that's cool. We want to kind of branch out into doing more shows, maybe some smaller shows, different workshops, getting involved more with, like, visual arts and different things like that. So
yeah.
We're going to branch out into a very wide array of things. Our volunteers and our directors are so diverse in their different backgrounds and things that they do and things that they love. So I think that'll definitely reflect in some of our events. But we'll hold a couple of things before the end of the year.
Yeah, also hopefully we'll use the Russian Hall again.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful and it's so big. It's perfect. And, yeah, workshops to just, like, you know, cute little things to get acquainted and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What kind of workshops are you the most excited about?
I really want to hold, like, a screen printing workshop.
Yeah,
it's still kind of...
That's awesome.
Still kind of, like, figuring out technicalities, but...
You get bands to make their own t-shirts.
Yeah, for sure. And then maybe some sort of, like, little zine workshop. Just have people just draw together.
Awesome.
A lot of times, Emily Carr does, like, these great little get-together collage parties, and they're super low-key, and everyone just, like, brings a bunch of magazines, and it's really fun, but you meet a lot of people through it, and, I mean, we want to be able to host accessible events, but we also want to start, like, creating that community, so I think getting people to start knowing each other, and a lot of people met each other at the event last night, really, really cool, really
fun. Yeah, and I think that's also, like, part of hosting successful events, too. Because people want to come when they, like, know everyone
people.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really about, like, founding that community and making sure that it's self-sustaining.
Totally.
That's so exciting. What are you guys being for Halloween? Maybe tonight?
Ooh. I got to figure that out. Now that the show is over, I'm kind of like, oh, I have to get back to everything. My friend and I wanted to go as different variations of David Bowie. Not sure if she's still down for that,
That's
but I think
idea.
It would be really cool. So we'll see if we can scrap that together today.
My partner and I are going to be Bob and Linda from Bob's Burgers.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. That's awesome.
Just spend the night singing. It should be good.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to be Bob or Linda?
I'm going to be Linda.
Okay. Cool. That's awesome. It would be perfect to be, what's the little girl that wears, like, the rabbit ears?
Louise.
To be Louise.
That would be a really fun costume. You could just yell. Jump on things. Actually, did you guys know that there's a restaurant called What's Up Hot Dog?
Oh,
yeah. And they're turning it into Bob's Burgers. I got
for
so
Halloween,
excited over
which
that.
Is so awesome.
It was really funny. I want to see it. I want to see what that's
I
like.
I want to see it. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool.
Bob's Burgers. Well, okay, I think I'll just put on another song and we'll let our guests go. Thank you so much. You're invited on the show anytime.
Thanks,
please
guys.
Come hang out.
Come and, like, we'll promo your events.
Aw.
Yeah, because I'm all about it. I think it's a great cause.
Thanks. And I'm going to play a song by West America. This is Don't Talk to Me Today.
Realmente el amigo Your love pulls me over. Space in the space.